Hi, I'm Tom Diskin, and a warm welcome to all of you from your community radio station, KKRN in Round Mountain, 88.5 FM, and on the web at kkrn.org. Thanks so much for joining me. Coming up next is Intermountain Classics, our local weekly classical music program, every Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m. and Sunday from 5 to 7 a.m., Intermountain Classics features local artists and musicians with live broadcasts and interviews, as well as fine recorded music and commentary. And remember, you can comment on the show or request your favorite music by contacting me at imclassics@kkrn.org. That's imclassics@kkrn.org. You can also find updated news and information about Intermountain Classics on Facebook. The lush sound of strings are the highlight of this week's Intermountain Classics offerings, starting with a work by Johann Sebastian Bach, the last of his Brandenburg Concerti, and contrasting it with the beautiful 20th Century Piano Trio No. 2 by Russian composer Dmitri Shostakovich. The second hour will highlight works by contemporary American composers, with a new recording of John Adams' Become Ocean and Desner's St. Caroline by the Sea. So stay tuned for this program of fine classical music right here on Intermountain Classics every Saturday night and Sunday morning on your community radio station for Redding and Shasta County, KKRN 88.5 FM, and on the web at kkrn.org. If you've liked Intermountain Classics on Facebook, thanks so much. And if not, I hope you will consider doing so. Good evening and welcome to Intermountain Classics. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. We begin our program tonight with Johann Sebastian Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 6 in B-flat major. Bach was a German composer, organist, harpsichordist, violist, and violinist of the Baroque period. His music is revered for its intellectual depth, technical command, and artistic beauty. The Brandenburg Concertos by Bach are a collection of six instrumental works presented by Bach to Christian Ludwig, Margrave of Brandenburg-Schwedt, in 1721. This concerto is the last of the set, and its instrumentation is unique in that it uses a pair of concertante violins as well as two violas da gamba, cello, and bass. Here now is the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment, performing Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 6 in B-flat major. It is being performed on period instruments. Thank you. This is Intermountain Classics on KKRN 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. I'm Tom Diskin. Thanks for listening. The Bach-Brandenburg Concerti are perhaps some of the best-known works of Johann Sebastian Bach. The sixth concerto, which we just heard, features some unusual instruments, most notably the viola da gamba, which is similar to the cello in that it is held between the legs, but comes in a variety of sizes, and is a six-string fretted instrument. Dmitri Shostakovich was a Soviet-Russian composer and pianist and a prominent figure of 20th century music. He was influenced by both Sergei Prokofiev and Igor Stravinsky. As a result, Shostakovich developed a hybrid style, exemplifying the neoclassical style of Stravinsky as well as the post-romanticism of Gustav Mahler. Sharp contrasts and elements of the grotesque characterize much of his music. The Piano Trio No. 2 in E minor was written in 1944 in the midst of World War II. The composition was dedicated to Shostakovich's good friend Ivan Solartinsky, a Russian polymath and avid musician, who had recently died at the age of 41. We now hear Mark Peskinov, violin, Eugene Ostashi, cello, and Pamela Mia-Paul, piano, performing the Shostakovich Piano Trio No. 2 in E minor.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is Intermountain Classics on KKRN 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. I'm Tom Diskin. Thanks for joining me this evening. We've just heard Mark Peskinov violin, Eugene Osachi cello, and Pamela Mia Paul piano performing the Shostakovich Piano Trio No. 2 in E minor. This trio, composed in 1944, was dedicated to Shostakovich's good friend, Ivan Solartinsky, a Russian polymath and avid musician. How about a little dance music? Here is Pinkus Steinberg and the WDR Symphony Orchestra of Cologne in Leroy Anderson's Belle of the Ball. In this first hour of Intermountain Classics, we've enjoyed string chamber music by Bach and Shostakovich, representing both the Baroque and 20th century classical styles. We ended the hour with a delightful and fun little tune by Leroy Anderson called Belle of the Ball. Stay tuned for more music on Intermountain Classics. The second hour of our program features music about the ocean, featuring American composers John Adams and Bryce Dessner.